Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I like to introduce myself, you know? Know that I'm DK and you're always on top. Don't you stop, I can tell you what it is long as you pop. Yeah. You can talk about and what you know, what you talking about this dick, but you know you better. You can say the position, flipping positions, but you know that I am ready. No vicious. But have you cooking in the kitchen, but you ready? You can say you scratch me kinda like Freddy, but I'm not tripping. Long as your eyes close. Long as your girls come over. And my homies, you can say that it's kinda cool, but as long as you can dick around this dick like you post to, can I pull you? Wine tasting this lemonade. I'm DK, I never downgrade. One spot, girl, I know you're hot. Don't you trip, long as I can hit the spots. I know that I been here a long time. And it's dark in here, long as you can just unwind. We got time. Trust. But I'm never just fear, what you fear. Oh, no tears, long as you scream. Long as I make that shit just scream, ice cream. Yeah, ice cream and I like it right. Long as you can just let me bite.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your boy, Anthony Beckford, and this is Real Talk with Anthony B. Oh, man, I have something to talk about today. I literally had to go and try to do some quick meditation before I hop on the air. You know, many of y'all know that I do last-minute shows sometimes because a lot of times the topics, you know, I got to make the topics come to me, you know, instead of me pre-planning the topics and so forth like that. And today, the mayor of New York City, Bill, a.k.a. William, whatever the hell his real name is, de Blasio, put out a safety plan that is not safe for our children, and is acting as if what he says goes. And a part of that is because there's not a lot of people pushing back. There aren't a lot of groups pushing back. There aren't a lot of parents pushing back. Like, it's crazy. You know, there are some that are, and I commend them for it, and they put in a lot of work and a lot of pressure out there. But what we need is for everybody to get the hell up. Even if you don't have a kid, but you got a niece or a nephew or a godkid or a grandkid. Well, yeah, that's going to school, you know, for this 2021 and 2022 school year. Because if you don't, you are helping to put these children in danger. And we cannot have that. And you cannot have that on your conscience. So, I just want to go to something real quick. So, I am a huge supporter of, you know, remote learning options. And I'm not saying to have remote learning options for the rest of their school lives, but I'm saying in conditions like this, for example, a pandemic, I don't care how many vaccines you push out there. Lives are still in danger right now, especially for children, specifically also children who are 12 and under, and their family members. Because at the end of the day, if you're only caring about getting a vaccine so those who can get it and dismissing our children, who are the next leaders, who are the next politicians, the next union members and union reps and the next, you know, firemen and advocates and activists, entrepreneurs and so forth, when you're showing them that you don't care by doing, by not providing them the protection that they need, then we got to wonder, is this why the kids now don't care? Because the people who are in office show that they don't care, and we know they blatantly show they don't care. You know, I'm trying my hardest right now to not lose it on Bill de Blasio, but I'm going to end up losing it on him. All right. Now this is the mayor of New York City. This man knows me, knows that I do not play around. One time I remember when I was trying to point out an issue that was going on with the NYPD, and he tried to throw a doubt, like, are you sure? And I had to tell him, like, what you mean if I'm sure? I am sure. You know, I had to look him dead in his eye and let him know, like, I'm not one of your little workers, bro. You know, I will tell you what it is at the end of the day. Whether you take it or not, that's on you, but I will hold you accountable. Whether you take offense to it or not, that's not my problem. Just do your job. The people don't work for you. You work for the people. Their demands need to be adhered by you. All right? Excuse me. So, Mayor de Blasio's plan. Okay? Mayor de Blasio's plan. And people like Elijah Shapiro, who's with New York Times. She writes about New York schools for New York Times. You would have sworn she works with de Blasio. She's probably trying to get a position somewhere in politics. And so forth. You know, but Mayor de Blasio wants to do a whole rundown, right? He wants to say, okay, we need to do this amount of testing. So I believe it's 10% of testing per child. I mean, like per week or something like that, or twice a month. But that was less than the 20% per week that happened last school year. Okay, and him trying to falsely reassure parents is not working. I'm a parent. I'm telling you, it is not working. You know, you got people like Eliza, whatever her name is, Shapiro, with the New York Times, who wants to keep on pushing everything but, you know, remote learning options, you know. And I always tell people, if you ain't got a kid, shut up about things about kids, all right? Simple as that. You know, if you don't know what you're talking about, if you don't know where you're coming from, I suggest you just, like, literally just sit in the corner and be quiet. So they put in a list, right, of kids that qualify for home instruction this year, which is those with active cancer, chronic renal disease, sickle cell, gastro, Crohn's disease, thalassemia, leukemia, metabolic disorders, heart conditions, muscular dystrophy, adrenal disorder, cystic fibrosis, liver disease, tumor, congenital lung disease, congenital heart condition, lymphoma, serial ataxia, seizure, stroke, and multiple sclerosis. Okay? But they ain't saying nothing about, hey, if the kid lives in the house with that person. They ain't say anything about if the kid lives in the house with that person who has these type of things, okay? Now, they're saying right now that hospitalization of kids from 5 to 12 is 1.2 out of 100,000. They're growing, and they're like, yes, you know, that's 80 times lower than hospitalization rate for all ages in New York City. Yeah, you idiot. It's lower because school hasn't started for some of these kids. Now, let's check the rates of some of the kids who have started, like some of these kids who are in these charter schools and some of these private schools. Bet you're not taking those numbers into account. How about we go and get those numbers real quick so that way we can actually see what is really going on? Because I can tell you, I did a visit to some of these schools that opened early already, and let's just say there's no such thing as social distancing in these classes. These kids are still sitting in desks, like a group of desks each. You know, it's like 4 to 5 desks, you know, with kids all together like there was in their prior school years. That's not social distancing. There's kids in there hacking up and coughing. kids in there who have, in many of these schools have been complaining about headaches. Let's talk about Summer Rising, where some of these schools had to shut down. Some of these classes had to shut down. Some of these kids had to quarantine. Their families had to quarantine because they were getting COVID. The rates of children, not only worldwide, but in this nation, in this country, have gone up. Has increased, even in the city, has increased. The rate of hospitalization of children, two and up, has increased. The rate of the ICU beds and the rate of pediatric ICUs being packed has gone up. We're seeing it in other cities. We're seeing it in other states. We just learned that as soon as Governor Cuomo resigned the other day, that New York State finally decided to update the numbers to the actual numbers instead of the numbers that they were cooking up to seem like it was lower, which makes you want to question the numbers that de Blasio was putting out and that the Department of Health Chair is putting out and the numbers that the school chancellor, Anisha Porter, is going by. Let's be very real. Our children are not here to be your petri dish to see what is going on. Our children are here to be our children and to be healthy, to have their well-being prioritized. To be honest, the actions of Mayor de Blasio, the actions of the DOE, the actions of the school chancellor, the action of anybody who refuses to put the safety of these children as a priority is considered child abuse. And we need to call it what it is. We need to call it what it is. Okay? Now, he says that he also cites cumulative test positivity rate of 0.3% in schools during Summer Rising, though it has now risen to 0.78% over a seven-day average at the end of the summer session. That means there's an increase, people. You know, it's so funny how many of these people who also report for education, they happen to also be those who are trying to make sure they stay in good graces to have news reports handed to them, to be able to have their press pass, give them all type of privileges and access. So it says, New York City will have random COVID testing for 10% of school population twice a month. You can't get the whole school. Like, that's crazy. But 10% of school population twice a month. That's more, and then this is what I'm quoting, that's more than a four-fold decrease from end of last year. When last year there was 20% were tested each week. So, and the city is sticking with summer quarantine policies for the school year. Classrooms closed for 10 days with positive case. Vax students, teachers don't have to quarantine, which is dumb because if you are still susceptible to catching the virus and passing it on, unvaxxed middle and high school students can test out of quarantine with negative results after 7 days. Notice it said nothing. Hold up. During quarantine, elementary school kids have live online instruction full time. While middle school and high school in quarantine will have access to remote learning. That is dumb. All access to remote learning is what is needed. Man, I am telling y'all, like, de Blasio has really shown his stupidity. And whoever is advising him on this has shown their stupidity. The guy from the Department of Health has shown his stupidity. The school chancellor has shown her stupidity. Some of these reporters of education have shown their stupidity. Y'all know I am not going to hold my tongue for anyone. I am not going to pretty things up. I'm not going to be out here, you know, trying to gain favors. No, this is real talk with Anthony B. It's always going to be real talk. Okay? So there's even more. It's a headache. It's a real it's really a real like shit show right now that they're having. You know, because they took out schools closing if there's a case. They're saying that there will only be schools closing if there's an outbreak. Why are you waiting to risk more lives to do that? I tried to hold my cool with this man, but he has shown his incompetence of keeping our children safe. And these elected officials, many who are in city council, why are y'all so quiet? Why are y'all so silent? Y'all was very loud and clear for the June primary, but now y'all silent about the safety of these children. Why have we not heard anything from the new governor, Hochul, on remote learning for children? Our local government is failing our children. New York City, New York in general, has the most segregated and racist school system. Now they're showing they have the most incompetent leadership to lead our schools. When other states, and we're talking about many states, have switched to remote learning because of the uptick in the numbers of COVID being caught by children, whether they're vaccinated or not. Due to the uptick of COVID numbers in general, the increase, whether the people were vaccinated or not, because it's about safety. Safety is a priority. You can't worry about shutting down if you're allowing everything to continue without putting the measures in place to protect. What you're doing is leading up to a shutdown to occur. You're leading up to more deaths and hospitalizations and the packing of ICU units. See, I don't have donkey of the day like Power 105.1 does. But maybe I need to. Maybe I need to start Jackass of the Day or Dunce of the Day. Because de Blasio and his team have definitely taken the cake on this one. And I'm not saying this whole team. I'm saying the team that has advised them on this, the team who sat down and put this together. Same way as Kathy Hochul, you know, who's now the new governor of New York State, because Cuomo had to step down, you know, because of his foolishness. Same way Kathy Hochul said, what she said, she spoke to stakeholders. When did you come to the black community in Brooklyn, in the Bronx, in Harlem, in Queens, in Staten Island, and spoke to the stakeholders there? When? That is the problem about white leadership in politics. They are inadequate of leading black and brown lives and thinking of the safety of black and brown lives. We're going to be very real about this. They're so adamant of pushing a vaccine that they have gotten tunnel vision about other protections that are needed, mask mandates, you know, actual social distancing, not that 3 feet crap that the CDC is pushing because the CDC is trying to make sure they stay in good favors because they notice a lot of people are turning against them during the Trump era, and they didn't want that no more. They didn't want the bad PR. Screw the PR. Do what's right by the people. Do what's right for our kids. There's no social distancing that's even available or can even happen in our schools, and that is the truth. Our schools are overcrowded. The lunchrooms are overcrowded. The classrooms are overcrowded. The schoolyards are overcrowded. Walking in the hallways, it's overcrowded. I'm telling y'all, I had to come through on this one. I had to come through on this one. As soon as I heard, I didn't even watch the press conference. I knew I was going to be upset. As soon as I saw the report, I was like, hell to the no. Hell to the no. We can no longer have these inadequate individuals, these inadequate people here in charge of the safety of our children. We must bring back control of our schools and the health of our children back to the parents. Parents have to step up. I am calling on and challenging the UFT president, Mulgrew, to get off his ass and say enough is enough and stop making these backroom deals with the damn mayor. I don't care about union support if the union is not going to stand by the people. The unions who have stood by the people, I salute you and I shout you out. for those who have been cowarded out or have been given or have been trying to get favors for political favors and access and privileges, you disgust us. For those who are elected officials who have been silent on this matter, you disgust us. We need adequate, equitable, remote learning options immediately. That's how you lead to safe reopenings later on in the school year. And if you say you don't have the capacity, that's a lie, because there were many of these schools were doing a hybrid. What you need to do is make sure that you have actual working laptops for these children. You need to make sure that these children are actually not being stressed out by not being able to communicate with class members on these devices. Allow them to do so. Make sure these devices work. Make sure these devices are in every single household that has students. Make sure that we have free broadband Wi-Fi in each of these households. We have laid out this template. We have laid out the instruction, the blueprint, for a while now. Stop the dumb shit and let's get this done. Simple as that. Simple as that. This is your boy Anthony Beckford with Real Talk with Anthony B. That is the end of my rant. That is the end of me venting right there. Actually, it's not going to be the end. I'm going to vent some more online. Follow on Twitter at Real Talk Anthony B. On TikTok, on Facebook, and also on Instagram, Real Talk with Anthony B. Together, one thing together, or something like that. See y'all out there. Keep fighting a good fight. Keep talking that real talk. See y'all.